Hey, everybody.
Yo.
Hey.
Before we start, we got to tell you, because it's our last chance to tell you this.
That literally, the world's ending.
We are celebrating the end of the world.
Yes.
10 years of this podcast. We've been doing it for a decade. We're doing a live show on 420.
Whoa. What? Smoke them if you got them.
Joey Patches is going to open with a performance of his new single.
Am I on? Yay!
Following the podcast, a live performance from the Wahoo Skiffle Crazies.
Ow!
Chris is in that jug band.
Oh, I got
Laura, who's on the show all the time.
I'm the jug guy.
The whole thing is presented by Ross Brewing Company.
Love some fucking Ross. You kidding me?
You get two drink tickets with the price of admission, which if you get tickets in advance, you go to superliveadventure.com, you'll see the flyer Chris made.
That's right. It's a big psychedelic raccoon.
I love the flyer, man. just go there. That's a link for tickets. Tickets are $12 if you get them in advance. And if you're a member of the Little Chub Club, half off.
What? Half that chub.
There is a promo code posted on Patreon. So if you want to get the promo code, Patreon.com/SuperLiveAdventure. Yeah. Everybody else, SuperLiveAdventure.com. Get those tickets, man. It's an unbelievable... Two drink tickets.
For 12 bucks.
Joey Patches, Super Live Adventure, Wahoo Skiffle Crazies.
What?
Yeah, come hang out, man. That's at the Little Victory Theater on Staten Island, hometown of Travis. The show starts at 8, doors at 7:30. Get your tickets now because it only seats 65, I think.
That's right.
So make sure you get a ticket so you can come, man. We want his...
Also, you don't want to pay door price. It's 15 at the door. Buy those tickets for 12.
That's right.
Why do that to yourself?
Yeah, don't do that to yourself. Don't do that. Yeah. That's messed up. That's fucked up, man. Why would you give us an extra $3?
Yeah. You don't need... Jerk off.
We need it. We need it. Come that day. Come that day. SuperLiveAdventure.com. Get your tickets.
Chris Sorrentino.
I am John Saluga. We're hanging out in my wing, the Jersey wing.
Ow, baby, yeah. New Jersey. I love it here. I was a hard time getting here. I had to swing across the chasm with the vines and Shia LaBeouf and the monkeys.
I was going to say, somebody watched the Crystal Skull.
Oh, you know what we watched earlier? Because the new Indiana Jones trailer dropped when we're recording this. So we did, we were like, oh, this looks cool. I was telling John, I was like, this looks cool.
I didn't really want to watch it.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, I'm done. Because of Crystal Skull, I didn't want to.
Yeah.
And then I was like, and you're like, it's good.
Trail looks good. And you're like, well... Bet that Crystal Skull trailer looked good, and we went back and watched that Crystal Skull trailer. Yeah, we're happy to report, even that trailer's dog shit.
That trailer was dog shit. Yeah, it looked bad. Maybe we're just excited or hopeful.
I don't know.
I think we're just hopeful. I don't know if I was excited. We were hopeful.
I mean, I was like, oh, a new Indiana Jones movie. This is 2008, folks. Like there hadn't been a new Indiana Jones movie since 1989.
There'll never be. It's only old Indiana Jones movies now.
Yeah, it's just different. Yeah. There's like the young Indiana Jones Chronicles and now the old Indiana Jones Chronicles. The stuff in the middle is prime. That's what you want.
That's what you want. Yeah.
You don't want the early stuff. You don't want him as a kid.
He still didn't lose that eye yet. So he's got
in this
he's got
movie,
some life.
If his eye gets shot out of his skull,
yeah,
I would be so happy.
If he dies without losing an eye, it really screws up the canon, man. I'm talking about young Indiana Jones Chronicles.
It's so nerdy.
Harrison Ford's in one, right?
He is in one.
And he's an old... Yeah. He's playing it like himself?
No, he's... Okay, so the episode he was in, it was like while they were shooting The Fugitive, so he had that beard and everything.
Okay.
In the episodes, it's like Indiana Jones with a beard? What? My little kid mind couldn't handle it.
I was like, he's got a beard.
Didn't he have an eye patch?
No, that was old. That was super old Indiana Jones. Okay, so the Indiana Jones, the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles show would be like an episode of either a 9-year-old Indiana Jones or a 16-year-old Indiana Jones. And the book end each episode, there would be this old Indiana Jones, like 100 years old with a cane and an eye patch. And he'd be like walking around a museum. And it would always start like him, like it would be like a kid looking at like an exhibit. And he'd be like, you like that? Let me tell you about a time a mummy tried to. And then it would go into the episode. But that wasn't Harrison Ford, but there was one episode instead of super old guy, they bookended it with Harrison Ford because they could get him for like one episode.
Gotcha.
But he's like, I got my beard. And they're like, okay, all right, come with your beard.
Is that show canon?
I don't know. Because
it's canon.
I don't know now.
He's going to.
Well, here's the thing, John. That aired like that, like I just said, where it bookend them with the old guy. They were put back out on DVD in chronological order. So like instead of like how they would air, it was like the younger episode, the younger kid first, then the older kid.
Okay.
And originally the episodes would air like out of sequence. It would just be like a adventure of the week. They did it like in chronological order, cut them together like little 2-hour films and cut out the old guy. They left Harrison Ford because you gotta leave Harrison Ford.
Because they cut the old guy out.
They cut out the old guy.
Did you like the old guy?
I love the old guy. Old Indiana. Now, listen, this guy is
older than Indiana Jones now.
Yeah, he's old as fuck. He's like, they took an old guy and put old man prosthetic makeup. It looked like if Joe Biden played Captain America at the end of that there Avengers movie. Like, if you put that makeup, if you put old Captain America makeup on Joe Biden, he's like, oh my God, did you just drink from the wrong Holy Grail?
And he's in a museum?
Yeah. But like helping, that's where he belongs, John.
Helping people out?
Like, yeah, just like bumming around, like telling his story. Like the biggest adventure he's going to have is like hopefully he gets to take a dump that day. You know what I mean? Like he's 90-something years old Indiana Jones.
We get what I was asking. If that's canon, then it's like this Indiana Jones will survive.
He will. Yeah, he probably won't die at the end of the movie.
Your prediction is they're going to kill him.
I think they're going to kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be real sad. I'm going to cry. Salah's going to take his fez off and cry into it.
How does he? I mean, you don't see it. Like, he falls in a hole or something, right?
They did that to Han Solo already. You can't do that to both of those Indiana Jones.
You don't
want to
see him die. What do you say? Take a bullet?
Yeah. Well, it's got to be like, yeah, like, it was worth it for the adventure. And then, you know what I mean? Or like, you
a boulder rolls over.
Yeah. He's yeah. Slow. Yeah. He dies like it's like Weird Al in UHF.
He dies going back for his hat. Like, you have to. Like...
Yeah.
Okay.
But well, yeah, I don't know.
I want him to lose an eye. I hope it's canon.
I hope, even as a fucking throwback, because the Crystal Skull movie. Now, this is before Disney bought Lucasfilm. But Disney bought Lucasfilm in 2012. Crystal Skull was 2008.
Okay.
There's a line where they're in South America and Shia LaBeouf's like, oh, hey, I didn't know you spoke this language, pops. And Indiana Jones goes, yeah, I picked it up riding with Pancho Villa. And that was in the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles.
He
rode with them. The episode Spring Break.
Jeez, look at you.
The episode Spring Break. Let me push up my glasses. Oh, Indiana Jones nerd in the house. Whip crack sound effect. Yeah.
I had one Young Indiana Jones VHS tape, and it's because it came bundled with the trilogy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
It was a set, and they're like, we're going to hook.
Yeah, they got to
hook him with
that. Yeah, real set on these guys.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that. Even the guy who played Young Indiana Jones was the wrong choice. The Boondock Saints guy. The guy, you ever see him now? He doesn't look like a Harrison Ford to me.
No.
Not at all.
No, the movie did it right.
River Phoenix is perfect.
That was perfect.
He was, you know, Harrison Ford chose him himself because he worked with him in, River Phoenix played his son in Mosquito Coast.
Oh.
And when he was talking about it, he goes, yeah, he was like, he's great. I worked with him. He actually looks just like me when I was that age. And like, that's what got him. Yeah, because they got closer in filming.
Yeah, that worked.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, old Indiana Jones looks like it might be good.
I'm hoping it does. It looks like a fun movie. I'm hoping. Fingers crossed.
Let's hope.
Whew.
Are we gonna see Short Round? The guy's out there. He's
that's fucking funny because I don't know if that would have to be like a reshoot thing now because they definitely didn't expect him to like get super famous again all of a sudden. They're probably like, ah, damn it.
I would love it if he came back.
That was there's a billion gripes for that fucking Crystal Skull movie. But at the end, when he's getting married, and I was you don't have Short Round and Sala sitting in the church. Like, you don't, why? Why?
I don't know why. You didn't felt like it was a real, like, it was like the Muppet Wedding.
It really felt like the Muppet Wedding,
but it wasn't. Yeah.
It was a little bit. Even the Muppets had more. Even the Muppets invited fucking Big Bird to their wedding and shit.
Sure.
You know, there was a little cross-contamination.
Uncle Matt from Fraggle Rock made it to that wedding.
Of course he's going to fucking be there.
Yeah.
It's all tied in.
Yeah. No.
But not that Indiana Jones movie. That movie is a fucking black eye on the entire franchise.
It is.
I hope this new movie like erases it somehow.
Oh, you want it to be like...
Well, this is all time travel, Dial of Destiny. You see the young indie.
Okay.
Not young indie, Boondock Saints guy. I mean young indie, you know, like Raiders.
Young, yeah.
Yeah.
So they got some de-aging going on?
It looks like it.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. That's scary.
We'll see.
Scary territory.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm hopeful. Anyways.
Yeah, man. How are you?
I'm good. Easter's coming up.
Easter's hopping around the corner.
It'll have happened already.
You guys have already Eastered, but we didn't Easter yet.
We didn't Easter yet. We didn't dingus yet.
No, that's right.
It's beginning to look a lot like dingus. I need a good bucket, you know?
You need a special just dingus bucket.
Yeah.
Do we need to explain dingus in case there's any new listeners or sure. people who aren't Polish or...
Polish holiday, Easter Monday,
mm-hmm.
you get the ladies wet. You spray them with
get
water,
your,
you throw
lady wet.
Buckets of water on them.
That's right. Try to make sure they're wearing a white t-shirt.
That's
first,
right.
No bra.
Smack them in the legs with a pussy willow.
I forgot that's a part of it. God damn, you Polacks are weird.
It's great, man. I see this. I had like a, it was almost like a Shirley Temple tonight. I had ginger ale, but it's this raspberry lemon syrup from my Polish neighbor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, she makes it herself?
No.
Oh, all right.
No, she just like, she gives me Polish stuff.
All right. So she's crushing her own raspberries.
No, it's a bottle all in Polish and stuff. And
look at that.
Her family has a Polish market.
Oh, really?
In Buffalo.
Oh, all right.
I know, but it's a big, dingus is a big thing. They got like the parade, like they celebrate big time in Buffalo.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder, like, you know what, we have listeners and friends out in Chicago. I wonder if that's, I know it's a big, big Polish community out there.
If they have a dingus celebration out there.
Yeah, let us know. Please call in 781-763-7527.
That's right, baby.
Let us know if you dingus. Let us know how you dingus. If your wife is cool with a dingus, or maybe your girlfriend, or maybe both.
Yeah.
Maybe if you dingus your wife and your girlfriend.
My wife's not cool with a dingus. I have a dingus scar.
If you have a dingus scar, let us know.
I have a dingus scar, yeah. I sprayed her with my dingus bottle, which has gone missing since that dingus. She threw my bottle. I'm sure she threw my bottle out.
Dude, that would be a great name for like your production company. Dingus Scar Productions.
Dingus Scar.
Nobody's got that.
Oh, sure. All over Poland. Are you kidding me? You can't just throw a bucket of water on a lady.
Yeah.
And like have everybody in the country do it and not expect a few scars to come.
That's true. Casualties of war.
My wife was sleeping. That was the problem.
Yeah. Don't dingus a sleeping woman.
And I had a Dingus bottle in one hand and a camera in the other. I have video of that somewhere. And she clawed, from a dead sleep, dug her nails into my hand and like fucking tore my skin.
Berserker barrage.
Yeah, no joke, man.
That's wild, man.
She's not Polish.
Yeah. If she was, do you think she would have manhandled you like that?
No.
She would have been like used to. It would have been ingrained in her.
That's some Puerto Rican bullshit. That's fucking, are you kidding me? That's like, yeah.
Yeah, you don't fuck around like that, Poppy.
Yeah, that don't mix.
No, fuck that.
Easter, I'm excited for Easter. We're going to do the whole egg hunt thing, and we're going to my cousin's house, which there was a whole weird mix-up with my cousin's house. So, all right, I want to try to explain this as cleanly as I can.
Okay.
My cousin always hosts Easter, okay, at her house. Her mom, my aunt.
Okay.
You know my aunt.
Yeah.
Is usually the one to call people inviting them. Even though they don't live together. It's just kind of like, oh, yeah, they're having Easter again. Are you going? I come home one day and my wife goes, oh, hey, Tammy's hosting Easter again. And I was like, oh, okay. And she's like, yeah. She goes, your cousin Emily called from your aunt's house. Now, here's where it gets confusing, right? My cousin Emily is the daughter of a different aunt. And my cousin Emily lives in California, not Staten Island.
Okay.
So I was like, why is she at the house? Why is she calling to invite to a different cousin's? And me, instead of asking questions, I just went, all right. I was like, that's kind of weird. So then my mom a few days later, I hope this isn't too confusing. My mom calls me a few days later and she's like, hey, are you going to go for Easter? Did you hear? And I was like, yeah. I was like, Christine said that Emily called from my aunt's house. And my mom was like, oh, okay. She gets off the phone. She thinks it's weird. She calls my aunt. And she's like, hey, was Emily in town? Was she over your house? And my aunt was like, no. And she's like, well, John said that Emily called from your house inviting them. And my aunt is like, oh, my God. I'm on a new medication, and I don't know where. I don't know. It must be affecting my mind. Oh, my God. I called so many people. Was I calling them thinking I was a different person? Like,
what?
All this stuff. My aunt's like older.
Yeah.
My aunt calls me.
Yeah.
And she goes, did I call you as Wendy? Now, Wendy's a different cousin.
Yeah. So
I go,
Wendy.
No. I was like, but Christine said that Emily called. And my aunt's like, oh, no. Oh, I called so many people. I'm on this new medicine. Now she's telling me all this, right?
What kind of medication is this?
That's what I want to know. I go to Christine. I was like, hey, my aunt called. I was like, my cousin Emily wasn't at her house. My aunt's all like confused and upset and everything. And then I was just like, my cousin Emily doesn't sound anything like my aunt. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
my Aunt Arlene
yeah.
sounds like my Aunt Arlene.
Yeah.
And I was like, would you ever mix up their voices? And Christine goes, oh, well, no, I read a transcript of a voicemail. And I was like, are you kidding me? And I was like, you didn't think it was weird that my cousin from California was calling from my aunt's house on Staten Island?
Did you play the voicemail?
No, I didn't play the voicemail
to
find out what it was she was saying that sounded like that.
Yeah.
Well, no, it just said like, hey, it's Emily. I think she probably said it's Aunt Arlene and it came out it's Emily.
Oh.
How Christine just went from Emily must be at Aunt Arlene's house reading a transcript. We read transcripts all the time. A guy farts into the phone and it's a story comes out. You know what I mean? To the point where my aunt's ready to like check herself into a home. That's it. I've lost my mind. I've completely lost my mind.
I've become Emily. I have to change all my stationery.
She was convinced she was calling people as another person, all because my wife.
read the transcript.
Yeah. So then I'm like, you have to fix this. You got to call her and tell her.
You're not crazy.
Yeah. Keep taking your meds. Like, do what the doctor's telling you. Take your medicine and you're fine. She's fine. She's great. She's fine.
Did you call her?
Christine. Well, Christine did. Yeah.
Oh,
I was like, you're gonna fix this.
That's fucking wild.
And my poor aunt, who's old, she probably didn't even know what the hell Christine's talking about, saying, like, I read your voicemail. She's probably thinking, like, I left the message wrong.
Yeah.
I left the message on the phone, and somehow Christine read it.
I didn't send you a letter.
It's so confusing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So that was some fun.
At least you guys got something to laugh about over Easter dinner.
Good thing my aunt called me to double check.
Yeah.
It could have just ended with that.
That's really weird.
Her thinking she's losing it, and that's the end of it.
Oh, man. That's fucking funny.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Well, in preparations of my Easter with the fam, my kids kept talking about there's this, like, Pepsi-made, peep-flavored Pepsi. Did you see this?
Oh, yeah, no. I know. I'm not a Peeps fan. I've told you that before.
Yeah. Well, it's got to be like a marshmallow
Pepsi. Okay.
Which, I don't know why they don't call it Peepsy. Like, they're missing out on a whole.
You're right.
I need my Peepsy. I want a cold glass of refreshing Peepsy. Like, you really missed out on a thing.
Yeah, what are they just going? Peep flavored Pepsi? It's just
peep flavored Pepsi.
Oh, it's got to be Peepsy.
Why would you not?
You're right. It's got to be. I would get it. I don't even like Peeps.
Nintendo! One shot of Peepsies, please. It's just disgusting.
You know what? We can call it Peepsy.
I
can make
it
a thing. You don't have to. It's a better name. Get it started.
So my kids are like, oh, we heard about this Peepsy. I'm like, all right. So I drop my son off to go see John Wick 4 with his friend. The old, like, it's rated R. I walk in and buy the tickets for them type of deal. So afterward, I'm like, I'm at the atrium, Staten Island Reference. And next door, there's the CVS. So I'm like, let me stop by and see if I can find some Peepsy. And sure enough,
they had it.
Find a case of Peepsy. There's like one fucking case. I'm like, this is great. It's like the little, it's like a 10 pack of those little skinny cans.
Yeah.
The little guys. So I'm like, all right, this isn't too bad. You know what I mean? You're already going into marshmallow flavored Pepsi is already like you're giving your kids diabetes.
The mini cans. I like mini cans.
Yeah. Yeah. You got mini cans right there.
Yeah. That's what soda used to be back when, like, our parents were younger, getting glass bottles of Coke. It wasn't 16 ounces.
No. A little 8 ounce can.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I grab the Peepsy and I get on the line. It's a long line of people, angry people. And I look what's going on in the register situation. There's no human beings working there. There's a manager. And then four self-checkout things.
Yeah.
And, like, one of them takes cash, one of them takes debit, one of them takes credit card, one of them, like, you exchange your livestock. I don't know. Like, you couldn't, you just, it was like a fiasco.
CVS. I can't stand CVS because that's what they all are.
Oh, I didn't know this.
One flustered person
and
self-checkout machines. That also, if you're going to go all self-checkout, then have one that fucking works great.
Yeah.
But they work like shit and you constantly have to have them come over and they just scan a card and walk away.
Yeah, there's nothing. It's
terrible.
Chaos.
Terrible.
Woman's running around and everybody online is like, oh, so I start with the like, how is this better than hiring somebody to just work at a register? Everyone's like, yeah, this guy. And we're all like, rah, rah, ribbing her, right? So I got the whole line. And then I turned around the line. I go, this is my downfall. I go, hey, if they don't even have someone working the register, there's definitely no security. And I walked out the door.
Did you?
With my son, expecting everyone to be like, yeah. And everyone was like, no, you're an asshole.
But you walked out, right?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. I walked right out the door. I went, fuck you. And I went, peace, I'm out of here, and like walked out the door. I really said it, like, peace, I'm out of here. Thinking I was hot shit. Everybody was like, you're a degenerate.
You know I don't, do I steal
no,
anything?
No, you're an honest man.
Did I tell you Christmas time where I stole?
No, I don't
see.
Think
yeah,
so.
We weren't recording. We never like it wasn't.
We're gonna go to jail for this episode.
Nice Christmas story.
We're admitting the things we steal from CVS. The things we steal from CVS. That just be the name of this episode.
We finally did Elf on the Shelf this year.
Oh, okay.
We didn't have one.
Okay.
And Ben was like, you know, his friends had it. That's how it starts, right?
It's yeah.
Like, my friends all have an elf. We don't have an elf. And I was just like, I gotta go buy an elf. And Christine goes, you don't buy an elf, Dad. They just show up.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave me this look like, one better show up.
Yeah.
So I go to CVS. I buy a few things. And they have Elf on the Shelf. And it's... Dude, it's like $32 in the box for this fucking
that fucking elf doesn't care. That elf is that elf will gouge your pockets to make your kid happy.
Doesn't give a shit, right?
That fucking elf.
So I got that and a few other things, and then I go and it's exactly what you're talking about. It's the fucking self checkout. This one like whatever supervisor, manager, whatever, who's just there in case the machine doesn't work.
Yeah.
And I scan a thing and it just says like scan again. I scan it and then it's just like assistance required and the screen's like frozen. And the lady comes over and she scans her card and walks away. And then I do it again and like that happens again. And I'm just like, she comes and I'm like, am I doing something wrong? Like, and she's just not even like talking to me. And it's just like the line is forming and all that. And I just like, I did exactly what you did. I was just like, fuck, there's nobody working here. And I stole.
Who's going to stop
I
you?
Stole an elf on the shelf.
I stole an elf on the shelf.
And I went home. And then I told Christine. And she was like, what the fuck is the matter with you?
That's what
like,
I told my wife. And she was like, what? Yeah.
I was like, you said, Dad, nobody buys elf on the shelf. And I was like, the kid's ass.
Yes.
Nobody bought it. Nobody bought
it. It's not
it.
Just, a lie.
It just showed up. Do you understand? I was like,
if anybody from CVS comes by knocking on the door, it just showed up here.
And I never, ever, ever do anything like
money,
that.
Money, CVS.
And it really just had this, like, if this is how you want to run your store, it's okay. Amazing more people don't just go to CVS, take what they want, walk out.
Oh, I regretted not having more shit in my hands. I actually thought about halfway to my car in the parking lot, like, fuck, I should go back and grab batteries and shit. I swear to God, I was ready to loot this motherfucker.
If you came back, and another thing, and you start grabbing candy.
Yeah, it was April 22nd, 1992. There was a riot at CVS. Tell me, where were you? that was me. I was ready to turn that fucking parking lot into a structure fire.
I love you. I love that we both did it.
Fuck, dude. Fuck him. Fuck funny. CVS. Fuck him. Fuck CVS. Fuck CVS. Fuck the elf on the shelf. Fuck your peepsies. Fuck it all. Burn it all to the ground, baby. Hey, guys. Listen, you know, eggdumpsoup.com is always on the cutting edge, always up with the current trends. So they're getting into the whole AI, the GPT AI chat thing, like everybody else. It's a big thing. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And so they asked if we could feed a eggdumpsoup.com commercial to an AI chat generator and read the results.
Okay.
So this is what we got. This is real. I'm sorry, but as an AI language model, I cannot create a commercial that promotes a product that is potentially harmful or could cause harm to consumers, as it goes against ethical guidelines. It is important to prioritize the safety and well-being of consumers over profit. Additionally, promoting a product whose CEO says deplorable things can also be seen as supporting harmful behavior, which is not acceptable. Therefore, I cannot create a commercial for Egg Dump Soup from eggdumpsoup.com that encourages consumers to purchase the product, despite its potential risks and negative aspects.
Wow.
Even AI knows.
Even AI knows. ActUpSoup.com.
Here are this week's voicemails.
Hey, this is Mike Klee from Cox. I'm returning your call. Looks like you're leaving message here for, you're looking for a 2015 Mustang with some extra juice. Well, I got good news for you. We just got one in. It's got 40,000 miles and it's turbo boosted. So I would recommend that you, you know, you pop up in here at 3725 North Halstead and you call me back. That's Mike Klee at Cox. Remember, don't bring a condom because you're shopping at Cox where you do the fucking.
Wait, you do the fucking.
All right. That's how I prefer it.
You should still bring a condom, though.
Yeah.
You don't know who you're fucking.
That's true.
If you're doing the fucking, you don't know who you're fucking. Fucking anybody over there, Carcocks. Carcocks! Sign me up.
Hey guys, it's Gene. I'm going to drop a little Chip and Dale's Rescue Ranger knowledge on you right now. So everybody I'm sure knows that Chip and Dale, the way they look in Rescue Rangers is based off of Tom Selleck from Magnum PI and Harrison Ford from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes.
But, and this is going to bug Chris probably to no end if he doesn't know this already, but did you know that Gadget is based on Jordan, the girl from Real Genius? Yep, and that's 100% confirmed. So, I know how much Chris loves Real Genius, which he should because it's actually a decent movie. But, you know, that's the way it is. All right, guys. Fit it where you shit it. Love you. Bye.
Fit it where you shit it.
Fit it where you shit it, mean
Gene.
Thank
you, Gene. I didn't know that.
No, I want nothing to do with Real Genius. Everybody.
One of my dad's favorite movies. I've said it before. Yeah. I enjoy that movie. Yeah, it's been a long time since I watched it.
It's not a good movie.
When's the last time you watched it? You've hated it as long as I've known you.
Yeah.
You were a kid, I bet.
Been a long time. Yeah.
You formed this opinion.
A real kid watching Real Genius, and I really didn't like it.
Val Kilmer, man.
Yeah, that doesn't give him a pass.
That main actor, I never liked him.
Who's that? I don't remember.
The guy, the lead in Real Genius? I don't know from anything. I don't know. I don't mean to be mean. It was just like it was like something about his face.
There's plenty of actors. There's something about their face I don't like.
Yeah, like, just on a screen. That's all.
The guy, you know who gets me mad? You know, the greatest American hero. Believe it or not, his fucking curly hair makes
his
me want
curly
to
hair
punch him in the fucking face.
Really?
I hate that guy's head. He's such a want to just grab his fucking carpet hair
and like that guy.
Throw his fucking face into my fucking knee.
Ooh.
Yeah, I want his teeth to just fucking hit my ankles as I'm smashing his mouth with my fucking knee.
My dog's got a head like that.
No! Oh, God, you got the greatest American dog. Believe it or not. Dude, that's it. We dress him up like the greatest American hero and throw him out of a plane.
There you go.
Dude, have you found a dog dressed in like tights and a cape and just like splatted on the sidewalk? Be like, oh my God, this dog was trying to fly. It was a superhero
this
dog.
This dog lost its powers.
Lost his powers mid-flight. He flew into a kryptonite zone.
Oh.
Or something. Yeah. Kryptonite airfield.
That's so sad.
Fucking guys. I should have listened to you. I should have taken your advice last time. I didn't. Nobody ever said I was a smart man. Anyway, I fucked around again. I was doing stupid things with my prick, messing around, playing around with my prick, doing silly, silly things with my own prick. And next thing you know, bang, there it is. I'm in the hospital. I got to laugh at myself because, I mean, how many times is this going to happen? What am I going to learn? You know, I'm going to ask you guys for advice. You guys fucking give me good advice. Still making those jokes about fat people that it's not really nice. And Chinese jokes that I don't think are really appreciated.
Oh, wait, don't,
in this day and age.
It but doesn't happen.
We're not doing that.
You gave me good advice about my prick. I didn't fucking listen. Now I'm back in the fucking ER with fucking prick things going on. Bad prick things. Anyway, I just wanted to let you guys know again, this happened. What a fucking idiot I am. People out there, take fucking Slap's advice. They give good advice. You just gotta listen to it. All right, guys. Put away your shit. It's time for me to see the doctor.
Oh my God. Well, man, good luck.
I don't know. Yeah, bad.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry this happened. I'm sorry this happened to you again. This just seems to be a chronic issue.
Yeah, I'm sorry you didn't listen to us. I wish I remember what we said.
I don't know, but we definitely didn't make fun of Chinese or fat people. I don't know where the fuck this guy's.
No, but the fat Chinese, they're asking for it.
Oh, man.
I mean, come on.
More chins in Chinatown.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Come on, pal.
Hi, my name is Puppy Dumps, and I'm Papa Dumps Puppy, and I love shitting in all that soup y'all's eating. Shit it where you shit it.
Puppy Dumps!
Puppy Dumps. Papa Dumps Puppy.
Puppy Dumps! It's been you shitting in the soup this whole time! It's been Puppy Dumps the whole time! Well, I got a box to check off. That mystery's solved. We were wondering who's been shitting in all the soup we've been eating.
That dog must shit like crazy. Are you kidding me?
Feeding that dog a lot of eggs.
We got a little Eddie.
No way.
Yep. And you know what that means.
A little Eddie theme song.
Yeah. By the way, if you want a jingle, you need a jingle.
Yeah. You don't have to just be Little or an Eddie.
Absolutely not. Let us know. Give us a call. 781-POD-SLAP and tell us what you need a jingle for.
We'll do it. We're jingles all the way.
That's right, baby.
And I mean, let's show them what we're all about, John. Let's do it.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la.
Hey guys, it's Little Eddie, and I just watched Dungeons and Dragons: Honor Among Thieves. I liked it.
Oh,
bring the kids!
Yes,
that is all.
Hey, okay.
Yeah. Oh man, I'm glad you saw it. I'm glad you liked it. I kind of wanted to check it out because, you know, I play D&D. I'm in two campaigns. I'm in a campaign with Laura, which is great. And
yes,
a bunch of other friends from Wahoo Skiffle Crazies. And I'm also in a campaign with everybody from the guys from the Little Chub Club. Everybody in it, the campaign is in the Little Chub Club.
Yeah.
We play online. It's fucking amazing. It's a great game. If you're a member of Little Chub Club, or if you're not a member and you're interested in joining a Little Chub Club, and you're into fucking D&D, you got to jump in our campaign. We'll welcome you in. It's anytime you want to come in.
Yeah, there's links on superliveventure.com for everything.
It'll take you to everything. But yeah, I'm glad you saw that and liked it. I want to see it. I just don't know when I could squeeze it in. I'm actually just going to see Mario Brothers this weekend with the kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, I'm psyched for that. So I don't know when I'm going to get a chance to see Dungeons & Dragons, but I really actually do want to see it, and it really makes me, very happy to hear that you liked it.
Yeah, same.
I was hanging out with my buddy. You know, we was smoking marijuanas. We both rolled nice reefers. We were having fun. We were watching a comedy movie, The Marx Brothers.
All right.
Laughing. We had some cookies, bread and butter pickles that we were enjoying together. And he starts making jokes about Harpo and fucking Beepo and Dumbo. And like what it would be like if we had like a Harpo's horn and we were blowing on the horn.
Well, of course, we're stoned, so we think this is the funniest thing we ever heard, you know? Laughing, just giggling with each other, having the kind of fun that best friends have. I'm sure you guys can relate.
Hey, yeah, of course.
Next thing I know, he starts fucking suggesting to me that maybe, like, we can rub each other's dick necks. You know, I laugh. I'm like, what's a dick neck? You know, like, this guy's gotta be joking around here. You know, and he tells me it's like the part of the dick between the head and the base of the dick, you know? It's not the full dick, it's just the dick neck. The dick neck. This is not like a little G-A-Y gay. He said, nah, it's just buddies doing fun things with each other. It's like dick necks. Pull the skin, you know, you make each other feel good. I'm like, I don't know, man. It sounds a little weird. We're friends. I don't want to ruin the friendship. And he goes on to say, you know, it's 2023, new millennium, all these kind of things. He's really, really selling the idea to me, you know. Plus, I'm stoned. I'm feeling good. Laughing along with my buddy, eating snacks that we're enjoying. I'm like, all right, you know, I'm going to let this guy fucking rub my dick neck. That's cool, you know, and he starts rubbing it. And he asked me to rub his, and I'm like, fuck, we're already halfway there. Might as well. I start fucking rubbing his dick neck. He's rubbing my dick neck. We're having like a real dick neck time. That's cool, buddy. You know, eventually we fucking shot cum, orgasm down to each other's laps and whatnot.
What?
Continued to just like laugh and watch the Marx Brothers Duck Soup, you know? The question I had was, like, did you guys ever watch Duck Soup? It's a funny movie. I wanted to know what you thought about it. Anyway, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yeah. Of course I've seen Duck Soup. My mind went to Duck. I imagined
that's what he's.
You were watching Duck Soup before you said it was Duck Soup.
Fuck. Yeah, it's been a long time.
That's the one.
But we should maybe watch it together.
Yeah, I'm down.
Get some bread and butter pickles. I mean, it's all things I'm cool with.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
Yeah. Just snacks and duck soup.
That's it. Just some buddies having a good time.
It's a date.
Bad date.
We gotta go, buddy.
Yeah, man. It's been fun, though.
It's been a lot of fun. We're gonna have a lot of fun at that live show.
Fuck yeah.
That's really.
Holy macaroni salad. We're gonna tear somebody's asshole open. I hope it's you. Come to the show.
We'll tear your asshole open.
We'll tear it right open.
On 420.
Put raccoons up there.
SuperLiveAdventure.com for everything. Call, leave us a message, 781-763-7527.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if you're interested in the little Chubb Club, joining the newsletter, slap merch, all that stuff, the website, SuperLiveAdventure.com. And come see us live, dude. That's how the show started.
Yep. That's why it's called Super Live Adventure. The show started live. It's for, you know, it's for the people.
That's right.
By the people, and it's for the people. And we want you people there. You guys are going to have such a good time. Seriously, jump on those tickets early and save a few bucks. It's the best deal in town, man.
Check it out. Yeah.
And yeah, like we said, the show is sponsored by Ross, who also sponsors this show. Thank you, Ross.
Thank you, Ross.
Go to rossbrewing.com. And don't forget, man, you got to shoe the ordinary. You got to choose the bold.
That's right, baby.
Every time. There's no other option.
Yeah. I have some shows coming up. You can go to johnsaluga.com.
Yeah.
For show info. One of them is actually the night after our 420 show.
421?
Imagine that.
Woo! That's crazy night.
Yeah. Atlantic City Comedy Club with Mike Fenoya.
Oh, our buddy Mike.
And other dates. So check that out. See if I'm coming to your area.
Yeah. Oh, I doing a podcast. It's good. It's actually, if you're listening to this, it happened already. It was a live thing, but you could go back and watch it. It's called Mocktails from the Cantina. That's my buddy Chris Mock's show. It's MACH Tales from the Cantina. That's on YouTube. Check that out. It's a good time. It's episode 41, the Easter special. So if you didn't get enough Easter on this one, you're going to get more Easter if you go check that out.
How about that?
It's a lot of Easter. Very Easter explosion.
Yeah. I was also a guest on the first episode of a new podcast called Has Entered the Chat. Take a look for that everywhere, podcaster. Heard, you can go on YouTube too. I'll post a link in here.
There you go.
Mostly talking about my work on Impractical Jokers.
Nice.
On that. I think that's it, man.
Man, yeah, I can't. I think we did Easter. We did Indiana Jones. We did voicemails. Yeah, I guess that's everything.
That's
all right.
It. Until next time.
Fit it where you should it.
Me to see the doctor.